Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Monday. We got some sunshine. This week is going to be a beautiful week. It looks like it's going to be high 70s, almost 80s all this entire week. So you know what that means, Chicago. We got to turn up. My birthday is on Monday next week, so this is my last Monday being 35. This has been a crazy 2020, but I'm going to be honest with you, it's been one of the best years of my life. So I cannot complain. Today is going to be about the power of giving back. I see a lot of us, you know, we get self-centered. We start thinking about just money, 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 and we forget about those who've helped us come along the way and those who are less fortunate. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about. You know the usual, try to keep it under 7 minutes or less unless I have a really, really meaty topic, but I try to keep you guys as quick as possible because I know you have busy lives. So I'll get right into the meat of the subject right after this message. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those messages. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for all those who have been listening, donating, subscribing, sharing, liking, commenting, and just being an amazing person in general. Truly appreciate you guys. You know I don't do this for me. I literally do this for you guys. I could care less about money. I could care less about fame. I do not care about many things except for people. So please continue to share the word. Please let me know if you listen to the podcast and you liked it. Share. I want us to be able to actually use this as water cooler talk. So please continue to share with each other and upbuild each other. So as usual, I always have a really, really deep topic. And today's topic is not that deep, but it's just one of those things that you just have to realize. Today is about the power of giving back and helping others. You know, we get so self-centered nowadays. We so quick to cut everybody off. I don't need them. They ain't doing right by me, so I ain't gonna mess with them. But that's why we're in the situations that we're in right now. That's why we're so divided, and that's why we're so segregated. So we really need to learn about the power of giving back and looking out for others. I don't know if everyone knows, but a majority of you know that I've started a nonprofit. It's called The Tall Company. And my whole mission is literally to just do that. I got tired of paying, you know, charging people all this money to look good. I really want to get it to the point where I don't have to charge anything. I do it for free. I'd rather take it from the corporations and things like that to make you guys look good. And especially those who are just in a position where they just really, really need the help. So I wanted to express like some of the experiences I've been through of giving back and how it affected me. And just some of the things that you guys should incorporate into your daily lives, because I know it'll be beneficial for you. So I've always been a kind of a giving person. I can say it kind of came from my family. My mom and dad are two of the most giving people I ever known. Same thing for my sister. It's just kind of been embedded in me to always look out for others. So when I see people in need and I have some means to help out, and that's another thing we need to learn, that helping out doesn't mean money. It does not mean material things. Helping out could be just advice, encouragement, just being there, support. It's a lot of things that you can do that does not have to deal with your actual money. So I want you guys to learn to see the benefit of looking out for others, because I'm gonna tell you, every time I help somebody out, number one, as soon as I even think about helping them out, I get this feeling inside. It's like this super, super fuzzy feeling. And when I actually go through with it, oh my God, there aren't too many things that can equal up to that happiness. Like, I've bought things, I've traveled, I've been places, I've hung out with people, but that feeling of knowing that you helped somebody who was truly in need is literally if not the best, it's one of the best feelings in the world. So I want you to really, really understand that giving back is not about showing people or the display, you know, putting it on Facebook and just being an a-hole. It's not about that. You really have to do things out of the kindness of your own heart. You have to be moved to do it. You know, it's like there are certain people I see on the street, because, you know, we do have a lot of crooked people that just don't want to work. They don't care. They're in the position that they're in because they choose to be there. But sometimes you have that feeling when you drive past a certain person, or they just pull on the strings of your heart. I've learned that you have to follow those. When you feel like, when you get that feeling deep down inside, like, oh, I want to help this person, do it. Because that's God literally sending you to a person to say, hey, this person needs whatever you have to offer. So learn to kind of use that power, you know, make it kind of fine tune it, because that's what we're here for. And that's why we get that feeling of, oh man, I kind of want to do something. You're moved to make, you know, an action. You're moved to actually do something for that person. So I want you guys to pay attention to how you, you know, the people in your world. Get out your phone. You know, we're so self-centered. We scroll on Facebook all day looking at phony pictures and phony lives and phony this, phony that. Put the phone down. Actually look at people. Look at people in their eyes. Smile. Say hi. That's what we're missing in life. These are the things that make us human. So we really need to just kind of, man, show some more love. Look out for people. Stop being so judgmental. And it's okay to give something and not get anything in return. Because your blessings don't come from that person that you gave the things to. They needed the blessing. You blessed them. Your blessings will come from somebody, a stranger, just randomly out of nowhere. So I'll give you a story. I'm going to give you two stories. I'm going to give you this story first. This is a real story. So I created my nonprofit, and I literally did this on my own. I was not thinking about people. I was not trying to involve people other than my friends who have been helping me along the way. But this wasn't about everybody. I just literally wanted to help some people. So as soon as I took pictures of, you know, all the groceries and things I was going to get, and I let people know what I was doing, literally, I got a DM asking me, what's my Cash App? And when I tell you this donation that this person gave, she know who she is. But this donation that she gave was not a small number by any means. But I did not ask for any money. I just literally was going to do this on my own. And it's like, if you came, you came. That's great. If you didn't, hey, whatever. It is what it is. I'm going to help people. But it's that mentality of when you truly are just doing it out the kindness of your heart with no mind, you know, no thinking of, oh man, this might be money. I might get some money from this, or I might get fame or popularity from this. You won't get a blessing there if you have that type of mentality. It has to be genuine. It has to be that thing that made you just, you woke up and you're like, man, I got to do something about this. Because that's your calling. That's him telling you, hey, I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but you should take care of this because you got the means to do this. And this person needs you right now. So guys, don't pass up on people. Don't be scared to give your last, because he's the owner of all things. He can give you the world, the entire universe, if he chooses to. So keep your mind right. I'm going to end this on a story. It's about these two guys, older guys, in a nursing home. So there's two old men. They are in the nursing home. One of the old men has a seat. His bed is right next to a window. The other old man sits towards the back, but he's neighbors to the guy who sits at the window. So These are older gentlemen, so they are rickety, broke up, you know, on their last of the last. So the old man who sits in the back of the window, he can't see out the window. He can't even lift himself to look out the window. But the one who sits at the window, he can see out the window. So he literally tells this man all the beautiful stories about what's going on outside and how families are out there enjoying. He's telling him about the ducks in the pond and how everybody is just truly enjoying themselves. And the guy would enjoy it. He would just soak these stories up. He was so excited to hear these stories. So this went on for, you know, weeks. But one day, the guy who sits away from the window, he starts to think to himself, why does that guy get to sit at the window? Why can't I sit at the window? What makes him so special? And what happened was, he started to build resentment. And over time, he stopped talking to the guy in the window. He literally just would be silent. You know, the old man at the window, he would look over at him and, hey, how you doing? What's going on today? And the guy would just sit there with his mean mug on and just, I'm good. I'm all right. So, one day, the guy at the window begins to cough. And the coughs get louder and louder. And they become deeper. Almost like those deathly coughs. And they had a curtain in between them. And the old man who sat away from the window, he heard the man just struggling to breathe. And he heard him try to reach for the button to call the nurse. But nothing happened, and it just got quiet. So the next morning, of course, nurse comes in, put sheet over the old man who's sitting at the window, and he passed away. So she's getting all his things and, you know, moving all his personal things, items out of the room. So the man who sits away from the window, he leaned up and he said, Nurse, you think I could get his seat? And she said, oh, not a problem. I can arrange that. And she walked off, I guess, to go put in paperwork to get the seat changed. So she comes back, she moves him over to the seat, puts him right next to that window, and it had the curtains, you know, closed. And the old man, you know, again, he was all rickety. So he mustered up the strength to get up, prop himself up on one elbow. And he reached for that curtain, getting ready to look outside. Finally, he gets to sit at the window seat and gets to see all these beautiful scenery. He goes and reaches for the curtain. And he pulls it back. There was nothing there. As a matter of fact, there was a brick wall there. And the man got livid. A brick wall? A brick wall? What? How? There's no way there's a brick wall here. And the nurse comes running in. What is going on with you? What is your problem? He said a brick wall. There's a brick wall here. And she said, yeah, there's always been a brick wall there. It's been that way forever since this building has been built. And he said, but how? How could there be a brick wall? The guy who sat there, he told me these beautiful stories about families and ducks in the pond and people walking around. She said, how? Wait a minute. You talking about the guy who was sitting here before? He said, yes, the guy. He used to tell me these stories. And she said, that's not possible. That man was blind. And at that point, he just sat there with this blank stare on his face. And she said, he said, why would he do something like that? Why would he lie? Why would he tell me these things? And the nurse looked at him with a slight smirk and she said, maybe he just did it to make you feel better. And the guy just looked, and all he could say was, yeah, maybe. So guys, in life, you're either the guy who's sitting at the window, or you're the guy who's sitting away from the window. Be loving, guys. Look out for people. That's what it's all about. And don't be resentful. Don't look at other people and think that you deserve that. Because you don't know what they have. It may not even be real. I love you guys. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I appreciate you guys. Please continue to donate. Our Cash App for The Tall Company is $TheTallCompany. Spelled just like it is. Please continue to donate. We're going to be going out this Saturday. More than likely, I'm going to do some more locations that are more densely packed with the less fortunate. So we're looking at like the Edgewater, area under the viaduct, Tent Town. So we're going to try to really help some people out with some actual utilities and food this time. So we're going to try to do toiletries and soaps and shavers and things of that nature. So we will do it without you, but it'll make it easier if you help. So spread the word. We love you guys. Follow The Tall Company on Instagram. Please continue to be amazing people and look out for each other. And I love each and every one of you. This is Cameron Holloman signing off, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. Have an amazing Monday and a productive week, guys.